I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1947, and if you tried to make a telephone call that day, you might have been out of luck. During that time, telephone calls were connected by operators. 95% of the operators were women. The National Federation of Telephone Workers called for a strike against AT&T. The strike was one of the largest work actions by a majority female workforce in U.S. history. More than 300,000 women took off their headsets and walked off the job. Telephone service disruptions were widespread. According to the New York Times, the demands of the workers included a $12 per week raise. The union wanted to negotiate a nationwide wage scale. The workers also wanted a guaranteed pension minimum and more vacation time. The slogan for the strike was, "The voice with a smile is gone for a while." A while turned out to be a month. As the strike wore on, newspapers decried interruptions to the telephone service. The day after the strike began, the New York Times editorial wondered, quote, whether essential public services should be subject to interruption by work stoppages growing out of labor disputes. In the end, the union did not win a national wage scale, and the wages continued to be settled at the local level. The next year, the National Federation of Telephone Workers had reorganized to form the Communication Workers of America as part of the CIO. Although the strike was largely not successful, it showed the potential power of women in the workforce.
Operator, but could you help me place this call?
Labor History in 2, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.